Thank you very much. Good morning, dear members of the organization, dear colleagues, dear guests. Let me first say that I'm honored to participate in this seminar on media freedom in Europe, yet at the same time I'm saddened by the fact that it took such a gruesome attack on Charlie Hebdo to breathe new life into the public debate on the freedom of media and the protection of journalists. I find it necessary to point out, however, that the biggest threat to media freedom does not derive from the kind of religious fundamentalists that carried out the attack. Still today, the biggest threat to media freedom are those in power. In other words, governments. In many countries around the world, freedom of media is not a given. There's almost an endless list of examples where governments have forced newspapers to close down, blocked social media, or even went as far as to harass, arrest, or kill journalists for the sole purpose of silencing every form of criticism. Unfortunately, in this regard, our continent, Europe, is not always an exception. My fellow panelists have already introduced some parts of the situation of media freedom in southern Eastern Europe. And as the European Parliament's rapporteur on Turkey, I'd like to make some observations on the situation of media freedom in Turkey specifically. And of course, I'll be happy also to then later enter into a debate and with questions and answers. Over the past 2 years, the room for media freedom in Turkey, the freedom of expression in general, has strongly deteriorated. I have to say with that I don't think that also in the past there has been complete media freedom ever in Turkey, but we see a deterioration of the situation happening. For example, in the beginning of 2014, the Turkish government decided to ban Twitter after its users had spread the allegations of corruption within the government. And this ban was only lifted after a ruling by the Constitutional Court that it violated the right to freedom of expression. Regardless of this ruling, not much later, the government imposed a 2-month ban on YouTube. In other instances, the Turkish government did not choose to censor the media itself, but rather silence its contributors. Just 5 weeks ago, the Turkish police raided several media outlets that are known to be critical of the government and arrested many of their journalists and media executives. They were accused of forming an organization that had, by pressure, intimidation and threats, attempted to seize state power. In response, the EU and its member states strongly criticized the arrest on the basis that they were incompatible with European values and incompatible with the freedom of media. Unfortunately, however, such arrests and harassments of journalism are also no incident in Turkey. Many critical journalists have been imprisoned or currently awaiting trial. Their cases are often based on dubious allegations under the Anti-Terrorism Act. And this continuing intimidation of journalists and media executives, combined with the ownership structure of the Turkish media sector, has led to a widespread self-censorship and censorship by media owners and journalists itself. I find this situation unacceptable. As I have expressed towards the Turkish government also during my visit last December, it is essential that Turkey abides by fundamental rights and the rule of law, which lie at the heart of its accession process to the EU. And I think we are all united, all political groups in this parliament. It was unique that we could accept a resolution voted only 3 weeks ago. When it comes to the freedom of expression, the analysis by all 7 political groups in this parliament were the same, that there is a very critical situation when it comes to this freedom of expression in Turkey. For Turkey, the accession process is a unique opportunity to develop a strong, pluralistic, democratic system. But for such a system, respect for fundamental rights and the rule of law are indispensable. In any case, it is clear that the continuing suppression of media is moving Turkey further away from these core European values, and I find that very worrisome. This is not to say, however, that the freedom of media is perfectly protected within the European Union itself. Also here, there are many rooms for improvement, even though these values have been anchored in several legal instruments, as has been already explained. Let me say I'm a Dutch Member of Parliament, but my roots are in Hungary, the country where I've been born. And that's why I give that country as an example, because I know the situation well. A law for tax on advertising has been adopted, which in practice favours media that are supportive of the ruling party Fidesz of President Orbán. We also know 2 years ago they established a media board nominated for 9 years, only consisting of members of the ruling party, who are to say which journalists are objective and which journalists are not objective, and who can give fines to journalists who they find are not abiding by their codes. This situation is equally unacceptable. And of course it makes it difficult that while these things are happening within the European Union itself, it always makes it more difficult to also criticize those governments that are, for instance, in the Balkans, in Turkey, that are aspiring membership of the European Union. I'm convinced that for the EU to remain credible in its plea for free media in candidate countries, such as Turkey, and more broadly towards the rest of the world, it is essential that these kinds of infringements are also openly addressed and condemned within the European Union. Because as the attacks on Charlie Hebdo once again demonstrated, freedom of media is not a given. It is a value we need to safeguard and defend where necessary at all times. Thank you.